And the Bible says when you go into sin, you go into evil, you bring filthiness with you. Look at Isaiah 28, verse 7. But they that have erred through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so there is no place clean. You know what alcohol brings? Disgusting, filthy vomit and unclean places. Hey, you want to know the most disgusting places on this planet today? The bar. Go where there's alcohol today. And you know what? I never go to a restaurant and think, oh, I'm glad they have a bar so it could be so much nicer today. Look, the restaurants that have bars are just universally dirtier. They're more disgusting. They're more filthy. It's not a family atmosphere. It's not a clean atmosphere. I mean, whenever you go and you travel, do you usually try to find a bar to stop to use the bathroom? No. You look for a Buc-ee's or something, okay? And, you know, you look for someplace. And look, if there was a convenience store, there was an establishment that didn't sell liquor, I guarantee their bathrooms are going to look better than the ones that do. I guarantee the restaurants are going to be looking better when they don't serve alcohol. I bet Chick-fil-A looks a little bit better than Bennigan's. Why? Because you know what? When you bring in sin, you bring in filthiness. You bring in disease. And look, it's just like our society. You know, in America and in Texas even, there used to be laws against selling alcohol called the Prohibition. Sorry, that's probably racist too. I don't know. Because it affects minorities in higher proportion or something. Sorry. It's reality. You know, where I used to live in Canyon, Texas, it was a dry county for the majority of my life. And you know, it was a very clean town. But then in my college years, I believe, or high school years, somewhere in there, they changed it to being wet. It was a slow eroding of the morals of our area. And guess what? They bring filthiness. They bring disease. They bring crime. You know, there's basically no crime in our area whatsoever. I mean, you could get pulled over and get a ticket for not, you know, like a rolling stop at the stop sign because the cops are so bored. The cops said, I mean, you basically had to drive perfectly. But other than that, I mean, it was a clean place. Now they're dealing with rape. Now they're dealing with sexual assault. Now they're dealing with thievery. Now they're dealing with murder. I mean, there hadn't been murder in decades in my area that I lived in. Decades. Yep, they bring in the alcohol and guess what comes with it? All the trash and all the filth and all the smut. And it just makes everything dirtier. It's more disgusting. You know, in 1903, the areas around Fort Worth and Dallas were all dry. But the southern places, which were more influenced by Germans and Mexicans, were anti-prohibition, so they weren't. That's racist. Well, that's history. Sorry again. But, you know, there was two areas where vice was thriving during prohibition. San Antonio and Galveston. And we just went to Galveston, and let me tell you what Galveston looks like. A trashy, disgusting, decrepit sin hole is what it looks like. It doesn't look great. It looks like it used to be a nice place. It looks like it used to have a flourishing economy and business. Now it just looks decrepit and destroyed and just trashy and filthy. Why? Because of sin. You know, they have these vices, prostitution, gambling, and alcohol. And you know what that brings with it? Trash. It brings vomit. It brings filthiness into that society.